All right, so I'm going to start by asking anyone who has their Bibles, please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We've got 5 minutes on the clock, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The title of my message tonight will be Fight the Good Fight, and I'll start in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So here we see the judgment of God. We cannot escape it. None of us can. We will all stand before God. Both great and small will stand before him. Tonight, I would like to present three different groups that I believe will stand before God. And the first one I'm going to start with is the lost. We have all been in this category. We have all been lost. We have all been without Christ. We have all been hopeless. But God brought us hope. The same one that will be judging us is the one that brought us hope. Jesus Christ came down, was born of a virgin, suffered and died for us. Isaiah 53, 5 through 6 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus Christ willingly came down, suffered, and died. If you look in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 8, I believe, it says that he became obedient unto death and that he humbled himself. Jesus Christ did not have to come and die for us. He was not forced to. He willingly chose to. We cannot work our way to heaven. No matter how hard you try, no matter how many good works you do, you can never work your way to heaven. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God gave his life as a gift to us. Romans 10:13 says that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, if you are unsure of your salvation or if you know you are not saved, at the end of the service, we're going to have an invitation. I beg you, please come talk to someone. We would love to show you how you can be saved. But the second group of people I'm going to talk about are the backsliders. I think a good example of this kind of life would be someone like King Solomon. King Solomon started off his life on a good note. His father died, and he inherited the entire kingdom of Israel, and God basically came to him in a dream and said, "I'll give you basically whatever you want," and he asks for wisdom. So, and we see this wisdom that Solomon had through many books he wrote, such as Proverbs, but he also wrote the book from the words we just read, Ecclesiastes. But what happens in Solomon's life is he ends up straying away from God. He ends up turning away from God, and he serves idols. He strays away from God. And at the end of his life, he writes this book about Ecclesiastes. And the entire book is just about how he basically says, "I tried this, and it was vanity. I didn't find satisfaction in it. I tried this. It was vanity. I didn't find satisfaction in it." And that's the entire book of Ecclesiastes. If you go up just a few verses to verse number 8, it says, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." So he's very clear. I tried it all. It's all worthless. It's all vain. It's pointless. And he basically ends his life with regret. And sometimes I wonder if this is how we are going to end our lives, if we're going to end our lives in regret, if we're going to end our lives wishing we had done more for God. And I think this is something we should all reflect on, because this is something that I myself oftentimes struggle with. But another way we can be in this category is doing what many people call going through the motions. This is something God actually spoke to Isaiah about. In Isaiah 29:13, the Bible says, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouth, and their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." So Israel, in this verse, God says that Israel turned their back away from God. And even though they were worshiping with him with their mouths, and they were still doing sacrifices, and they were doing all the things that people thought they should do, it says that their hearts were far from him. And God eventually allows a foreign nation to come in and basically wipe out Israel. And I think we as Christians oftentimes, myself included, we just go through the motions. We're not actually, we're going to church, we're tithing, we're doing all the stuff we're supposed to do. But we don't truly have a fellowship with Christ. We don't truly have a walk with Christ. And I think this is something that, like I said, we need to reflect on oftentimes. And the third and final group, as I start to wrap up, is the faithful and ready. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 7 says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." These verses were written by Paul not much time before he was beheaded, before he died. And he said that he was ready. He had lived a life for Christ. He had lived a life to the point where he was ready to stand before God, and he was not afraid of death. He simply looked at it as a ticket to his Savior. Is this how we view death? If we were to go home today and we, I don't know how, we somehow died, how would we, when we stand before God, would we feel regret? Would we feel ashamed? Or would we be ready? Are we ready? And that's, as I wrap up tonight, in conclusion, I just want to challenge us to truly consider, are we ready to meet Christ? And I'll have Landon come up and preach next.